It's all about you, baby.
Welcome to Radio JCOM 136 Medium Wave, also to be found at www.radiojcom.com. You're listening to me, Susie Gordon, Community Development Executive, on a new show called It's All About You, to find out about all our different organisations. And today, it's all about the Leeds Jewish Representative Council. On our show is our lovely guest, Michelle Jackson. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Susie.
And the Executive Administrator, who's been employed by the Rep Council for the last 13 years. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
You well?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
So after 13 years, you're likely to know everything there is to know about the Rep Council?
Well, I don't think there's much that I don't know. Let me put it that way.
Okay, we'll try. Let's find out. So, who are you? What do you do?
Who are the Leeds Jewish Representative Council? Well, it's a very leading question because it's a very difficult one to answer. The Rep Council is made up of five honorary officers, including a president. There is an executive, which have 16 members of all the different major organisations in the community.
Are they all volunteers?
They are all volunteers, yes.
Okay.
I'm the only paid employee of the Rep Council. So everybody else are, you know, the lay people. The main council is made up of, there's about 160 members made up of representatives of all the affiliated organisations, Jewish organisations in the community. And they come along to meetings six times a year to hear what is going on, what the Rep Council have done for the community, basically.
And do they feed information back into
They do. That their role really is to feed back the information that they hear what the Rep Council is doing, feed it back to their organisations.
And I assume vice versa, they report
And vice versa, exactly.
Oh, that's really interesting. But there's a lot of people to manage then, for one person to look after.
Well, it's not really looked after by one person. What happens is the honorary officers meet maybe once every 6 weeks, something like that. They deal with matters that are happening within the community. And then anything that they have to vote on or make decisions on, they discuss, and then it's taken to the executive. And they seek ratification from the executive, basically, of any decisions that have to be made. And then whatever is discussed goes to the council.
OK, so there's a whole procedure. So what kind of decisions are you talking about? What kind of decisions do they have to
make? What kind of decisions? Whatever communal matters are brought to the Rep Council, it could be anything, you know, from something to do with cash rots or...
So big
quite,
community
yes.
matters.
Community matters that need maybe mediation from the Rep Council. As I say, it's just discussed at an honorary officers meeting. And then, you know, something that's obviously quite important that will affect the community is then brought to the executive and asked for their input.
OK. So once you've made a decision about something, or if everyone agrees, what happens?
Well, then if a decision is made about a particular problem or... some organisation needs a decision and some input from the Rep Council, it's then taken back to that organisation. Hopefully our help has been, you know, quite invaluable.
Okay.
Because we have to use... We represent a view that we think the whole community would be happy with.
So that's quite reactive to situations when they occur.
Yes.
But then you also have quite an active approach as well, the interfaith projects and... Can you tell me any more
yes.
about the role of another side of the Rep Council? Of what
well,
they do?
Our role basically is, if you wish, you could call us an umbrella organisation. And we are the only Jewish organisation in Leeds that represents the interests of the whole community. We promote Jewish Leeds, we represent Jewish Leeds, and we reach out to non-Jewish Leeds. And that's what we're doing at the moment. By reaching out, we're trying to build relationships, and which we are doing, with other minority groups. We inform and educate them as to Jewish life in Leeds and surrounding areas. And it's a crucial first step towards combating anti-Semitism, really.
Breaking down barriers.
And we have many friends in the Christian faith and the Muslim faith and, you know, and so on. It's working.
It's a vital role in the community.
Yes, it is, really. It really is. You know, we have someone on our honorary officers, Keith Ackerman, who is very active with the interfaith matters, and he has formed... he's trying to get the younger elements of the community involved, and he's formed a leadership course for both Muslim and Jewish children together. And it's amazing how they react to it. It really is a very positive thing that's going on.
Oh, that's been very fascinating, because your current president, Hilton Lowry, who's about to stand down, it's your AGM on Sunday.
It is.
He's very much involved in the future of faith interfaith projects, and can you tell me any more about the plans he has?
Well, Hilton wants to stay involved with the Rec Council, and he has a particular interest in interfaith and intercommunal activities, and he is going to set up a sub-committee, if you will, of the Rec Council, and anybody who is interested in interfaith matters, he would be very happy to hear from you to join his committee to continue our work, basically, alongside Keith.
And link the other interfaith projects together. There's Leeds Faith Forum, there's quite a few groups.
He is our representative, the Jewish community's representative on the Leeds Faith Forum, which is made up of all the different faiths in the area.
That's very fascinating, thank you. So on your council, you make decisions, or you help... make decisions on behalf of the community, and you represent different organisations. What about the organisations that you don't represent? Do they still have a voice within the council? Can they go to your council meetings?
Absolutely. It used to be quite a closed meeting many years ago, but now the meeting, I mean, obviously the meetings are, the people invited are affiliated. But if anybody else is interested and they hear about it, they can come along and listen. There are very few organisations that aren't affiliated, but the Rep Council would be representative of all organisations and people within the community. Okay. So nobody would be unrepresented.
If need be.
If need be, yeah.
No, that's excellent. Thanks, Michelle. Okay, we're going to have a short break now, and one of Michelle's requests, it's Robbie Williams, Mr. Bojangles?
Bojangles.
Bojangles.
Jangles and he'll dance for you in worn out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt, baggy pants. He would do the old South shoe. He would jump so high, then he'd lightly touchdown. Told me of a time he worked with minstrel shows, traveling throughout the South. Spoke with tears for 15 years. How is dog and he? They would travel about, but his dog up and down. Said I dance now and every chance in honky-tonks, for my drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. You see sunlight, I drink so bad. Then he shook his head. I heard somebody say, please, please. fortunes.
Welcome back to Radio JCOM 1386 Medium Wave, also to be found at www.radiojcom.com. That was Mr. Bojangles by Robbie Williams, one of Michelle's favourite songs, I think. I'm Susie Gordon, finding out about the Least Jewish Representative Council through this new programme called It's All About You. My lovely guest is Michelle. Welcome back, Michelle.
Hi, Susie.
Carry on. So we've been talking quite a lot now about one of your aims, which is defending and supporting Jewish leads and Jewish organisations and reaching out to non-Jewish leads. Can you tell me a little bit more about the other aims that you have?
Well, other aims. Where do I start? Promoting.
Okay, so you promote
Jewish leads. We promote Jewish leads to... We promote Jewish leads to, for instance, we want to maintain and increase our community. So we have to promote how good it is to live in Leeds, to the outer communities, to the students who are here. You know, we don't want to lose all our young people to London, as they love to do. We want them to come back, have the experience, but come back to Leeds and make sure that it's a place that they want to come back to.
And you think that's through promoting our community to them?
Definitely, yes.
And engaging them, I assume, as well. Okay, and how is the Rec Council then involved in this promotion? What is it that they do?
Well, it's basically through yourself, Susie, with the community development projects. And as you know, we now have an amazing website, LeedsJewishCommunity.com. You have a very, very large database of people who get to know what's going on in Leeds every week by newsletter. We try and promote ourselves through the Jewish press as much as we can.
Okay.
To let them know what's going on and what's going on in the community and how the Rep Council are involved in that.
That's interesting because you also mentioned my role as well, and this is a relatively new role compared to how long the Representative Council has existed for. And now there's quite a nice collaboration there between this role
Absolutely.
And the Rep Council. So promoting leads definitely is at the forefront, and developing leads, I think, as well, is added to that, the developing and enhancing what's actually going on in the community.
That's
at the moment.
Right.
And can you tell me a little bit more about the events that you're working on? Because they sound quite interesting.
Well, not long ago, we decided that the Rep Council really have to start fundraising for themselves. Our main source of income has always been our yearbook, which we, obviously, it's an annual book. We raise money with that through advertising, and it's 50% of our revenue. And the other 50% comes from affiliation fees of the organisations. Now, you know, as years go on and, the size of the community is shrinking slightly, we are losing some affiliated organisations occasionally. And
is that due to money-wise?
Well, what's happening is the older groups, people are retiring, getting too old to be on a group anymore, and they're not passing over the helm to a younger element.
Okay.
These days, young families, both the mum and the dad both work, they don't always have the time to give to communal work. And I think that's what's happening. That's part of the reason.
And do you think it's they don't have enough people on their committees necessarily to pass it down to? They're not engaging people to join their committee of the younger generation?
I think it's partly that they have to engage the younger generation. But as I said, I think the younger people in our community are very involved with families and work and do not have the time to give like they did years ago, which is a shame. But we have to keep going. The Rep Council has to keep going. And so we decided to do some fundraising of our own. So we have an annual coffee morning now, which we've had for 2 years on the go. And I've been involved in a fantastic event called Choirs Rock, which is a charity event that raised an awful lot of money for ourselves, the Zone, and Teenage Cancer Care. And it was basically a competition of choirs from around the Yorkshire area. And it was at the Royal Armouries, Dock Hall. It was an amazing event. And we raised, we haven't got final figures yet, but we reckon we've raised about 16,500.
And that was from last week's event.
Yes,
that's
from last week's event. So it was fantastic. The girls on the committee worked really, really hard. They, you know, they really got involved and are all very committed to this cause. And we all enjoyed it in the process.
How did you find the committee members?
Great. From, you know, different friendships and different age groups, we all got on with the job. And
how did you seek them? How did you get?
Oh, how did I find them? One or two people we approached who we know are active in the community anyway, and they have a friend who was interested. And it's not a large group. There's only about six or seven of us, but it works.
No,
and sometimes you don't need more people. You know, it's just a small group that gets on and everybody knows they've got a job to do, and we did it.
And these events now within the community, they're getting bigger and bigger, aren't they? There's a lot more pressure now.
There's pressure to sell tickets, and there's pressure to make money to keep our community going and as vibrant as it is now. We don't want to lose that vibrancy.
Yeah.
It's not a massive community, but it's a very active and vibrant community, and everybody supports each other.
No, that's really fascinating. Michelle, we're just going to take another break now. And we're going to listen to your next request, which is Killing Me Softly by Roberta Flack.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly.
listening to Radio JCOM on 1386 metres in the medium wave and also on the internet at www.radiojcom.com. You can also contact us by telephone on Leeds, that's 0113 266 1091.
Hello, welcome back. That was Killing Me Softly by Roberta Flack. I'm Susie Gordon, finding out about the Leeds Jewish Representative Council through this new programme called It's All About You, with my lovely guest Michelle Jackson, who's been working for the Leeds Jewish Representative Council for the last 13 years. So, we're still finding out about the functions of the Representative Council. So, you promote Jewish Leeds, you represent Jewish Leeds, you defend and support Jewish Leeds, you develop Jewish Leeds. There's quite a lot going on, really, that you're involved in. For actually quite a small, for one person who's employed, and then for having, how many line managers do you have?
Well, I have one line manager, basically, that is the president, but then I'm answerable to him and the four honorary officers.
That's quite a lot of people to...
It is.
Yeah, you're full on. And you don't work full-time either, do you?
It's a part-time job in the office, but there are lots of meetings in the evenings, which is part of my job too.
Okay.
That I have to attend.
And input in too?
Yes, I have input, but basically I take all the minutes and, you know, pass them on to the relevant people.
So if anybody wanted to find out what happened in the Rep Council, there's always a document, a report or...
Everything is documented, yeah.
Okay, that's really interesting. So now then, we're looking into... we were talking about the Choirs Rock and a fantastic fundraising event that you do, but you do other quite important events throughout the year.
Yes,
well.
We have an annual event every Hanukkah, which is... I mean, not all the events we're involved in are fundraising. The annual Hanukkah event, which is a candle lighting ceremony at the Civic Hall, has been going, well, probably before my time, but it's not in the form that it is now. Years ago, it used to be that all the different organisations would light a candle per night. They would take their own organisation, light a candle and just have their own little ceremony. But then we decided it was proving so difficult in the winter months to get people down to the Civic Hall to light the candle. And on a, you know, certainly on a Friday, they had to be there and back before Shabbos, that we decided, why don't we have all the organisations on one night and make it a proper event? So now we have this candle lighting ceremony where we invite members of... all members of the community are invited and members of many other communities. And it's become a well-known annual event.
So you have non-Jewish people coming as well?
Absolutely. It's well-known within the Christian community and all the other communities.
How
and
lovely.
We invite lots of different people and they so enjoy it and they come back year after year. And this year particularly was really nice because we asked a member of all the different faiths to actually light a Hanukkah candle. I think our event this year was on the fifth night. So we had four different communities lighting a candle.
That's really lovely. And I assume then it's... is that part of Hilton's introduction to presidency?
Yeah,
that
well, that part was asking them to light the candle, but the actual... candle lighting ceremony, the way we do it now, has been going on for about the last, I would say, probably 6 or 7 years.
Okay, and I've been to one of them a couple of years ago, and you have donuts and you have the Pradetsky choir as well.
We always have the Pradetsky choir. They are just gorgeous. They come and they sing Hanukkah songs, and you know, all the parents come.
That sounds really lovely. I wish you all the luck in the world with the Rep Council. It sounds like a very, very lovely organisation to work for. Thank you very much, Michelle, for coming in.
Thank you, Susie, and thank you for having me.
And thank you to all the listeners. You've been listening to Radio JCOM 1386 Medium Wave, also to be found on www.radiojcom.com. Thank you.
So I told you with a smile, it's all about you. Then you whispered